Hey, what's going on, baby? It's Jay Farrell. You listen to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Tune it in, lock it, and don't go nowhere.
I can't believe in less than a week, I'll be dropping my littlest Ava Matic off at the dorms. Good morning. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Otto, aren't you feeling it? Like, our daughter is going to college.
It hasn't settled in yet, but now that you're talking about it, I guess I'm starting to think about it. I'm a little sad because she's not going to be at home anymore, so.
I'm sad, happy. She's the first on our side of the family to be accepted into her university of choice, to be able to go to the school. Yeah, right, Anthony?
So,
but at the same time, I'm sad because I'm like, man, this is my baby.
Dana's had a baby since she was 15, so I don't know how she's going to react to this and not having somebody to care for
You know how I'm going to react?
Every single day.
You know how I'm going to react? Where's the wine? I mean, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. Literally, I've had a child with me since I was a child, so I'm ready for us to travel and do fun things and, like, even just staying out late. I know that sounds silly, but lately we've been hanging out with friends more and staying out late because I don't feel like as, oh my gosh, I've got to go home because my baby. You know what I mean? It's different. Yeah. She's at a different stage in life. Now, I don't understand the dorms.
She's barely a baby anymore, though.
Right? I know. She's my baby. All three of my daughters are my babies. Okay, those are my babies forever. What is dorm life like? Because I wanted her to stay at home. I didn't go to college, so I don't know anything about
dorms
dorm life.
Dorms are fun. That's really the, if you're fortunate enough to get into one and stay in a dorm, it's really part of the whole college living experience. I lived in a few different dorms. I met a lot of my friends that I'm friends with till this day in the dorms.
Really?
We didn't even have class together or anything like that.
I did ask her, why don't you just, you know, shack up with one of your friends? And she said, no. She chose a roommate from out of state.
Yeah,
live with somebody that she doesn't already know, which I thought was weird.
Nah, that's really cool of her to want to get out of her comfort zone and meet new people. And that's literally what college is all about.
I had the exact opposite experience with the dorms. And I lived in the sports dorms. And my quad partners were a lot bigger than I was. And they liked to manscape over the toilet. And
so when
I would go in there, it would just be all hairy. First time I was like, hey, guys, you know, this is kind of crazy. We should probably clean that up. And they're like, okay.
What you gonna do about it, right?
And then, one of the dudes is literally like two of me, football player. And I was like, hey, man. And he was, don't get me wrong, cool guy. Just not very clean.
And then that's the other part of it, right? The reality of once you move in with people, you're living with them in what is kind of a jail cell.
That's what it felt like. I felt like I was shacked up with
four walls and no windows.
And there was nothing I could do about it if he wanted to do whatever he wanted to do.
I'm excited for her to experience this. I am. I'm proud of her. She's like so independent and smart. It's me that I'm worried about because I've always just been able to call her at any time, go and see her and hug her in her room. And now it's like, I'll have to drive far to go do those things. And she might not even be home. And she's talking about things like, Mom, I might go to party. You know, I might have to go out and do some things. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
And then now she's talking about joining a sorority. She did, like, that's a whole other lifestyle that I don't really understand.
Well, it's really big right now because there's a show out, that sorority life show out. So
yes,
it's like, it's got a little reemergence.
The Greek life is,
That's like, I've had friends who they're part of fraternities or sororities, and same thing. They go on and build a network of family members, essentially.
You know, I've seen it work out for some people, and then some people I saw them like sign up and then they just quit within the first year.
I can just hope that hers works out in every way possible and that I can get through this without bawling like a baby.
That's not going to happen.
Probably
the waterworks will be in effect.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A woman ran over her husband and she was never charged with any kind of murder or killing him. And the story is very deep because it happened in front of her children.
Jeez.
So she is a teacher, a former teacher in Ohio, and they seem like this perfect family. Husband, wife, two beautiful children, and suddenly this 911 call comes from the home of Angela and Daniel Duke. This is their oldest daughter at the time.
911, where is your emergency?
My dad's being really mean to my mommy.
What's he doing?
He's hitting my mom and he's just staying her to the ground.
How old are you?
12.
So he's physically hurting your mom?
He's beating her to my bed and he's making marks on my mom. Get off my mother!
What no one knew at the time, what seemed to be this perfect family behind closed doors, Angela Duke was facing unbelievable abuse by her husband. And her two daughters, the 12-year-old you just heard from, were a witness to that every single day. And thank goodness, this particular day, she decided to call 911 to get her mother help. And remember, her sister is with her as well.
I need help.
Okay, they're coming. Okay, how old's your sister?
9.
Do you know if anybody's been drinking?
My dad has.
You're leaving?
Yes. Oh, my God.
What's going on? Can you tell me what happened, honey?
My dad and my mom and they put her into a flower pot. Oh, my God, he's hurting me. He's hurting me now.
It's so hard to hear this because you know it's not a movie. This is happening in real time. This little girl is describing everything. They are leaving, jumping in to the vehicle. At this time, the man who is hurting the mother, Daniel Duke.
Her father.
Yes, her dad that she's, I mean, this little girl's having to call the police on her own father. He jumps on top of the car. This is when he's thrown off.
Oh.
And Angela Duke runs over him. And that part is captured also in the 911 call.
We're pulling out of our driveway right now. Go fast, mommy, go fast. Oh, my God.
What happened? Did she run over him with the car?
Not on purpose.
My heart really hurts listening to this because this is a young girl who loves both her mother and father. And in order to save her mother's life, has to tell on her dad. The man did pass away and Angela Duke was arrested that day when police showed up and charged with aggravated vehicular homicide. Now, the charges were dropped. Obviously we hear this call. We understand that she was in a bad way. She probably wouldn't have
needed herself.
Her
life was in danger.
Her life was in danger, and she didn't do it on purpose. The daughter says that very clearly in the 911 call. Not on purpose, because she was fleeing a very scary situation. So this crazy crime is a passion. Took a different twist.
The daughter is one of the most heroic people I've ever heard of.
Ever,
life.
Anthony.
I don't know if I'd be able to compose myself
to be that strong
and to be able to call 911 and stay on the phone and, you know, be able to conduct herself to bring safety to her mother and herself is really just, you know, heroic. And my prayers and thoughts are with her.
Now, as far as I know, I think Angela Duke continued to teach. She did, however, leave that community, and her daughters are doing well.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, we're playing Who's Lying. Who wants to play and win free Dana Cortez Show merch? Call us up. 877-730-DCS1. We have Miss Sandra on the line. Good morning, Miss Sandra. Are you ready to play?
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, look. Okay, I really want you to win this. Obviously, we're doing this because we're the baby morning show. We need to be your new favorite number one morning show. So in order for us to do that, we need to establish a relationship with you. So myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., are each going to tell you a story about ourselves. Catch is someone is telling a lie. You guess correctly, you win the free Dana Cortez Show merch. I'm going first. Okay, Sandra, my name is Dana Cortez, and I want to tell you a story about when I was little. My mom was single, and she worked really hard. She worked two jobs and she still managed to get me braces. I had the most crooked teeth. There is one picture of me, I swear, it's like a little rabbit. Two little teeth just sticking outside of my mouth. I know, and it was cute, but at the same time, she wanted to, you know, she wanted to help me out and get me straight teeth. And I didn't appreciate her sacrifice. I never wore my retainer. My teeth started moving. And so I could tell she was very disappointed. So I paid for them again and re-wore them myself. And now I wear my retainer every night and Automatic loves it.
That's her husband.
DJ Automatic here. I actually had to wear full metal headgear as a kid, and I kept it under wraps. Nobody knew besides my brothers and my sister until one day, I don't know what I was thinking. I went to go answer the front door and popped it open, and there's my whole neighborhood of kids like, hey, come outside. And they all looked at me. They're like, what is that on your head? It was the most mortifying thing. To this day, I can't even. Oh, I hate it.
Yo, what's up, Anthony A? And I don't have many God-given gifts, but one thing he did, bless me with some nice teeth. I've never had a cavity whole entire life. Yeah, it's like when I was a little kid, they would put my smile on the pamphlet at the dental office.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Well,
tell us,
you.
Tell us my mom and that medical insurance. insurance.
Okay, Sandra, somebody in the studio is telling a lie. You guessed correctly. You win the free Dana Cortez Show merch. Who's lying?
Oh my gosh, I really thought I would know this, but I don't. I'm going to guess DJ Automatic.
You're right!
Oh, I never won that game. I still have an overbite and crooked teeth.
I've been trying to convince him to get Invisalign to this day. Dang. I really did have to rewear my braces.
Yeah, and I really never had cavities.
Anthony, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. How have you never had a cavity in your entire life?
I don't know. You could ask my mom and ask her right now. I've never had a cavity.
That's why he would get the $20 and $10 for the tooth fairy. Sandra, did you wear braces or do you just naturally have a cute smile?
No, I need braces.
She's like, okay,
you
see,
and I both.
We have an orthodontist listening. Call us right now.
Please. Sandra, help a girl out.
Yeah, help her out. Sandra, you won some free Dana Cortez Show merch. I want you to hold the line because we're going to get all your information and we're going to ask for your size. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. It means the world to us. Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you, JJ.
Woo! Woo! Thank you.
If you want to play Who's Lying, call us right now, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is going in on an influencer online. So I'm going to play some of this audio, but first, Anthony, a celebrity birthdays.
Bucky Barnes from Captain America, hey, better known as Sebastian Stan, or less known, that's his real name.
Okay.
He's celebrating his birthday, and the streamer Neon celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, Cardi B and an influencer named Samra are going back and forth online. Now, let me back it up. Cardi B is talking to her fans, the Barty gang, and she says, oh, we sold out of our Triple XL merch. And then joking with fans back and forth, like, oh, look at us. You know, we're not children anymore. We're grown and whatever. Well, Samra, who's an influencer on TikTok, did not like the jokes and came at Cardi with this.
Cardi B, I'm very surprised that I have to remind you of this, but just because someone else makes a joke doesn't mean you have to make it too. Maybe if you stop using fat people at the expense of jokes, then people wouldn't do the same for your BBL. But if you are going to sit here and still say it's not that serious and offer a cupcake in the camera to anybody who is so upset by it, well, I'm going to offer you a few books for you to understand why fat phobia is something so serious.
Okay, so this woman obviously very upset. Here's Cardi's response.
Girl, shut the f*** up. Damn, shut up already. Like, it's not that serious. Not everything has to have a crazy outrage. What do you want me to do? Get on my knees and apologize? I'm not apologizing for a joke. That it wasn't even about you. It was something about me and my fans. What the, whatever the f*** you got going on with yourself, how you feel about yourself, girl, don't put that on me.
I agree. She's talking to her fans. It's like friends talking. The influencer started taking it, and Cardi had to come back, and Cardi
finally said,
I'm done.
It was an opportunity for her to get some attention and for us to learn something, because I never heard of fat phobia before.
Automatic, as a person who was overweight, I understand the sensitivity, but that's not what Cardi was doing. She wasn't calling people names, and then the influencer kept accusing her.
She was joking about the fact that her audience has gotten bigger, and
okay,
they're buying up all the 3X
shirts. You
know
what? Some of us are small, some of us are bigger. It was a conversation amongst her with her fans. Now, as somebody who used to be overweight, I do understand if somebody's being hateful, that's one thing. And then the influencer kept accusing Cardi, you're not including us. She's got the Triple XL t-shirt. She obviously is including everybody. It was not that serious. Do you know why people are so sick of this sensitive stuff? Because of that. There are real issues going on in the world. Samra? And you're over here, like, worried about this fat phobia book and stuff with Cardi?
Yeah, she lost me. Girl, when she recommended a book for Cardi B.
Cardi likes to read, but she's not going to read that one. Cardi reads. She's very educated. Just because she has an accent. Yes. Just because she has an accent.
She's going to read about fat phobia.
She reads the comments. I know that.
It's so frustrating. The sensitivity. I understand being anti-hate.
Women being women.
Oh, see, there you go, Anthony. There you go. No, yeah. Sir. No, sir. It's not women being women. It's somebody being sensitive. It happens with men, too.
I don't think you're going to see a man make a video saying that he's got his feelings hurt about
that. You are not on my timeline, sir.
Body positivity is the equivalent to men's baldness, which now in the UK, to make fun of a man's baldness is a form of sexual harassment. So
I saw that. That's a real law.
Yeah.
Because men are very sensitive about this head and the other. If you make fun of either one of those, oh my gosh, then we're all of a sudden we're sensitive.
Get some thicker skin.
Or a bigger...
Don't get a 3XL shirt. Cardi ain't have none.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've seen a lot of engagements, you know, from Jennifer Lopez to Beyonce and Jay-Z. The latest, though, this engagement ring that Cristiano Ronaldo gave to his now fiance, Georgina Rodriguez. Never has there been a ring of this size. What's the value and where can you see it? I'll tell you after Anthony A gives us celebrity birthdays.
All right, we have the streamer Neon celebrating his birthday. And we also have from Captain America, Bucky Barnes, better known as Sebastian Stan, celebrating his birthday.
Okay, I saw the photo of Georgina Rodriguez's engagement ring. Now, she's been with Cristiano Ronaldo since, I think, 2017. So this is not a new relationship. And they have many children together as well. He had his oldest son, Cristiano Jr. He was a single parent. Remember, this woman he met, he just had a one-night stand with her. And she called to let him know, hey, you know, I just want to let you know I'm expecting. And I'm not going to go forward with the pregnancy. And he said, I'll give you whatever to have the child. And she did.
Damn, lucky.
Both of them. Yeah, he got his firstborn son.
He bought some life and all that.
And she's got, yo, living
she
her
got paid,
life.
Yeah.
A lot of dinner in the rainbow. Hello.
So then he has twins, Mateo and Eva. And then Georgina is the mother of Alana Martina and Bella Esmeralda. Bella had a twin brother who passed away, Angel, when they were born, these twins. So these. They have been through a lot, and she has been with him since her days.
You should have told me that before I made that joke.
Oh, I'm
now I just feel super insensitive.
I'm sorry, Anthony, but you know what? It's okay. They live a happy life. She's very happy, and she said it was a beautiful, sad day. But either way, listen, when he met Georgina, she was working at Gucci as a salesperson. She would go to work in a bus. Like, she would take the bus. And then when he saw her, he said he was just like, man, this girl is so beautiful. She was so smart. He asked her out, and at first she said no, and then she said yes.
She said no to him?
Because
he's the most famous soccer player in the world. He's the most followed person on Instagram.
And guess what? He had a one-night stand with a woman, you know? And so she's like, no, you know? And then finally she said, he really pursued me. And she went out with him. She said, listen, I mean, her life was like kind of a Cinderella story. She would take the bus to work and leave in a Bugatti. She said, everybody at the mall was like, is he coming to pick you up? You know, it's a real life Cinderella story. And now they're getting engaged. The ring is an estimated 25 to 37 carats. Now, several.
It looks like costume jewelry. Costume jewelry.
Certain jewelers have commented and said we're not quite sure because she's a small person, so we don't know. It's big. It's three separate stones, but that center stone looks like, I don't even know.
It covers two of her fingers.
She's a small person?
Yes. Not small.
Not a little person, but
she's a
very thin person.
She's a tiny woman. Yeah, she's not like 5'11 or anything, and she's a small. She's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. You can check the ring out at Dana Cortez on Instagram. It's up there. I'm happy for them because they obviously waited a very long time to get married. They share all these beautiful children together. It's real love. It's real love. I just am so excited for her. And the value of this ring, $10 million.
Whoa.
It's pocket change for him.
It is. But you know what? It's priceless what they have, real love. That, but the ring too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Move over, LaBooBoo. McDonald's has a collectible I can't wait to get my hands on. Otto will give us more details and food news. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but consumer prices are up 2.7%. It's a little less than they expected because of the tariffs, but it's still more than we can handle.
And groceries are more expensive. Do you know what's more expensive? Ice cream.
Chocolate. You know what? Maybe we'll stay away from ice cream. Eggs, meat, all these things. We're moving in the wrong direction. What can we do? If you have any tips, share them with us. We need to make this a topic. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. I think we may have to join Costco. I've heard.
It sounds a little sketch, but on Marketplace, I have a friend. She is an extreme couponer.
She sells
a lot of her products on Marketplace.
There's this one lady who hangs outside one of the restaurants we go to, and she does the exact same thing. She does the couponing, and so she'll have a whole bunch of laundry detergent, or she'll have a whole bunch of toothpaste, and she sells them outside there.
That's crazy, picking up laundry detergent like people used to do.
While you're getting your enchiladas on the way out. Let me get some of that Tide, girl. All right, what do you have for food news, DJ Automatic?
McDonald's has a new Happy Meal, and this one is of epic proportions. They have combined Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Hello Kitty into one thing. So they actually look like little Hello Kitty Ninja Turtles.
I'm not gonna lie,
they're pretty cute.
Come on. We were just talking about the Labubus and collectibles and whatnot. Hello Kitty was the first one. Way back in the 1900s, people used to take this little baby Hello Kitty coin purse to school. And then one of my girlfriends got, it was like a clip, and she would put it on her backpack. She was the talk of the school. That little Hello Kitty.
I remember when that got big, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was my thing as a kid. I never missed it as a cartoon.
The cartoons?
I loved it.
Interesting to see them partner with McDonald's because they're Pizza Turtles.
Oh, I didn't think about that part.
I forgot about that. Hey, it's all right. I just want to get my Happy Meal on, all right? What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Prosecco Day, which is not a champagne. It's a sparkling wine.
Yeah, it's made in Italy.
Yeah, and it's sweet.
And we also have National Filet Mignon Day.
That is my mom's favorite steak. We didn't eat a lot of steak in my house growing up, but I do remember she made a good filet mignon. Very rare. And it was just so good. You could cut it with a fork.
If you're going to get filet mignon, get it medium rare or don't get it at all.
Rare or medium
rare? Don't turn it into a hockey puck.
Oh, my God. My Nana loved her steak burnt.
First time. That's such a waste of a steak.
It is. It's horrible.
Well, that's kind of what filet mignon is. Because it's so small. I just remember the first time I ordered filet mignon, I was like, yo, what is this?
It's thick, though.
What is this, dude? Give me a big, thick cut. Send me to Outback. Give me some A1.
Actually, you know what, Anthony? I like my meat big, thick, and yes, I agree 100%.
Yeah, we love
that's why I married my husband. All right, what we got now?
And we'll wrap it up by celebrating the left-handed homies we have in our life. It is International Left-Handers Day.
Known as Southpaw.
Yeah, Southpaw. There it is, dude. Also, left-handers make up 10% of the U.S. population.
Only 10%?
I thought it was more.
My brother and my sister, Sarah's a lefty and T's a lefty.
That's a rarity, Otto, have two lefties in a house.
So is Jay-Z. Jay-Z's a lefty.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. President Barack Obama, lefty.
Oprah Winfrey, along with Bill Gates as well, too.
These sound like a lot of very intelligent people.
Minus
Sarah and T.
Otto! Why are you talking trash like that about your brother and sister?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.